Упражнение к страницам 450-451. 3. Прослушайте и прочитайте тексты вслух, обращая внимание на употребление герундия.
1. Douglas and Lucy. Douglas was a student only 3 years ago. He studied languages at London University, and he was the best student in his year. He didn't think of teaching as a profession at that time, but after graduating, he couldn't find a good job for quite a long time, so he tried teaching. Now he's a teacher, and he finds his work very interesting. He is young and full of energy, and knows his subject very well. The students simply love him. When Douglas gets home, he tells his wife Lucy all about the students. She likes it, but sometimes she thinks that Douglas speaks a little too much about his work. Lucy likes going to parties, but Douglas doesn't. Lucy enjoys talking to the other people, having a good meal, listening to music and dancing. But Douglas thinks it's all boring. He says women talk too much, and he can't enjoy listening to music when other people are eating and talking. He only likes visiting his friends. They are teachers too. And when they meet, they always talk about teaching problems. Some time ago, Lucy enjoyed these discussions and even took part in them. Now she thinks there are other interesting things in life, not only teaching. Is she right? What about you? Do you like talking about your job? What do you think of a teacher's work? Do you think it's interesting? Is it difficult to be a good teacher?
2. For many people, the weekend is the best time of the week. You can do a lot of things at the weekend, useful and pleasant at the same time. Some people like to go to the theatre or the cinema at the weekend. Others like visiting their friends or giving parties, because they can sleep late on Sunday and have a good rest. I like spending the weekend out of town. When you go to the country, you can forget all your problems and just enjoy taking long walks, lying in the sun and swimming in the summer or skiing in the winter. Of course, it's very convenient to go to the country by car, but if you haven't got a car, you can travel by train and stay out of town till evening. My friend Jack has got a car, and he often takes my wife and me out to the country in his car. We all enjoy it very much. Occasionally, he tries to teach me to drive, but I'm not very good at driving, I'm afraid, and I'm not thinking of buying a car yet. Jack doesn't often drink at parties. If you drive, don't drink. And if you drink, don't drive, he says.
Упражнение к странице 451. 4. Прослушайте и прочитайте рассказ вслух.
A joke. Billy was in the third form at school. He didn't like going to school because he was lazy. He liked playing football and going to the cinema or watching the telly. One day, he rang up the school secretary and said, "Please let Billy Fennell's teacher know that Billy can't go to school today. I think it's flu. He's got a headache and a high temperature." "Oh, has he?" said the secretary. "And who's that calling, please?" "My father," answered Billy.
Страница 454. 5.1. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1. Both teams are doing very well. 2. Both my sisters live in Italy. My sisters both live in Italy. 3. He attended both conferences. 4. We couldn't discuss both problems at the same time, could we? 5. I need both catalogues.
Both teams, both of the teams. Both my sisters, both of my sisters. Both conferences, both of these conferences. 1. Which picture do you want to buy?
Both.
2. Which bag is yours?
Both. Both are mine.
3. I liked both. I liked both films.
4. Let me have both.
5. Take them both.
Страница 455. 5.2. Послушайте и посмотрите.
We both. Both of us. You both. Both of you. They both. Both of them.
1. We both love travelling. Both of us love travelling. 2. They both speak Russian. Both of them speak Russian. 3. You both work for the same company, don't you?
1. We're both watching the telly. 2. They were both born in France. 3. We can both stay and help you. 4. They could both speak excellent Russian. 5. You've both got good ideas.
Страница 455. 5.3. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1. Neither question is very important. 2. Neither of them knew the way. 3. Is she British or American?
Neither. She's from Canada.
Страница 455. 5-4. Послушайте и посмотрите.
I need neither of these catalogues. I don't need either of these catalogues.
Страница 457. 6-1. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1. Both Mary and Ted were late as usual. 2. I like both skiing and skating. 3. Our company does business both at home and abroad. 4. Learning foreign languages is both useful and interesting.
Страница 457. 6.2. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1. Let them come either on Monday afternoon or on Tuesday morning. 2. Either call them or send them a fax. 3. You can go there either by plane or by train. 4. I can wait for you either at the bus stop or outside the cinema.
Страница 458. 6.3. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1. Neither my wife nor I enjoyed the play. 2. Neither the BBC nor ITV are showing any sport today. 3. Alex neither drinks nor smokes. 4. I can neither sing nor play the piano.
Упражнение к странице 459. 4. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалог.
I can't find Nick either at the office or at home. Where is he?
I don't know exactly. He's either away on business or on holiday. Anyway, he's out of town.
I see.
Упражнение к странице 459. 5. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух текст.
Like many other people, Lucy and Douglas take their holidays in the summer. They both like to travel in their car in the holidays. Both Lucy and Douglas are excellent drivers, so they can drive in turn. They either go far away from London and see a lot of beautiful places on their way, or go travelling abroad. Last year, they travelled in France. They visited big cities and small towns and did a lot of sightseeing. They stayed either at hotels or at tourist camps. It was a wonderful journey, and they both felt happy. Lucy and Douglas brought a lot of films home. Making films is Lucy's hobby, and she's really good at it. By the way, Douglas gave her a nice new camera for her birthday right before their holidays. Now they often invite their friends to see their films of France.
Упражнение к странице 461. 1. Прочитайте тексты вслух, предварительно выучив новые слова.
You can see a beautiful square in the picture. There's a monument to a great writer standing in the middle of the square, and there are tall houses on all sides. There are a lot of trees in front of the houses. You can't see many people in the square. There are some children playing around the monument, and a woman telling her son about the writer. You can see she knows a lot about him.
Two blocks away, there's a busy street with heavy traffic. There are a lot of people standing on the pavement. The light's red, so they're waiting to cross the road. There are a lot of cars and lorries running in both directions. There's a policeman standing in the middle of the road. He's controlling the traffic. There's another policeman talking to a careless driver at the corner of the street.
Упражнение к странице 462. 2. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалог.
At the airport. Mrs. Fielding, isn't it? My name's Nikitin. I'm from the Volga Company.
How do you do, Mr. Nikitin?
How do you do? Did you have a good flight?
It was quite all right, thank you. It was so nice to meet you, Mr. Nikitin. Can you help me to get a taxi? It's my first visit to Moscow, you know, and I don't know Russian at all.
Oh, that's quite all right. There's a car waiting for us. This way, please.
Упражнение к странице 463. 3. Прослушайте и прочитайте текст вслух.
The researcher's thinking, there's a mistake in his paper, but he can't find it, and there isn't much time left. There are a lot of books, a pad, some pens, and other things on his desk. There are some sandwiches and a cup of coffee in front of him, but he's thinking too hard, and his coffee's already cold.
Упражнение к страницам 463-464. 5А. Прочитайте текст вслух, предварительно выучив новые слова.
When Alfred and Nancy Ross got married, they lived in a small top floor flat because they didn't have enough money to buy a house. But like many other people in England, they wanted to buy their own house. They both worked hard to save money for a house. And before Nancy had her first baby, they bought a small two-bedroom house in the suburbs of London. It was nice and comfortable, but the family kept growing, and 5 years later they moved to another house where they live now. Their house is typically English. It's neither very large nor very small. There are two floors in it, the ground floor and the first floor. On the ground floor there's a hall, a sitting room, a dining room and a kitchen. On the first floor there's four bedrooms and two bathrooms. In front of the house there's a small garden where Mr. Ross's grows flowers. Gardening is her hobby, and she's very good at it. There's another garden at the back of the house. At the side of the house, there's a garage where the Rosses keep their cars. Both Alfred and Nancy have their own cars. Nancy usually goes shopping in her car.
Страница 465. 8.1. Послушайте и посмотрите. Прочитайте, подражая образцу.
1. I like that idea.
So do I. So does he.
2. We enjoyed the play.
So did I.
3. I'm so tired.
So am I. So is he.
4. I didn't like the film at all.
Neither did I.
I didn't either. 5. I can't remember his address.
Neither can I. Nor can I. I can't either. Neither can John.